Ragweed Launch Club. I see train drive spot.
Covering all the big issues, we bring you the stories that matter.
Brought to you by the finest reporters in town. Live from St. Andrews.
This is Star News.
I'm Laura Kemp.
And I'm Katie Marston. Rag Week, the University of St Andrews charity campaign's annual raising and giving week, is being launched tonight. The launch takes place at 9:30 p.m. at The Rule, with opportunities to sign up for the Race for Rag and to be a Rag Week volunteer. Rag Week coordinator Kelsey Gould says that she is very excited for the launch party and hopes that the whole town will get involved.
The SNP government has said that they will create a high-speed rail link around Scotland if the British government agree to improving rail connections across the border. This has been announced as part of a £1.2 billion project, which aims to improve transport around the country, as well as health and housing. Unfortunately, funds have not yet been secured.
Chan Chan and Yang Guan, aka Sweetie and Sunshine, arrived at Edinburgh Zoo on Sunday via FedEx Panda Express. Two giant pandas were today reported to be settling in well, though very jet-lagged after the nine-hour flight. Visitors will be able to see them from Friday 16th of September onwards.
Astronomers have announced that the discovery of an Earth in a solar system not unlike ours, Kepler-22b, at a balmy 22 degrees and about 2.4 times the size of the Earth, stunned the scientists working with the Kepler space telescope. Teams found 2,326 Earth-like planets, fueling excitement about the future of the search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
A new winner has been announced for the annual Heat magazine Vote for Britain's Weirdest Crush. Richard Osman, best known for co-hosting BBC quiz show Pointless, beat David Cameron, Alex Hayden-Jones from Radio 1, and Mick Norcross from The Only Way is Essex to win the award. Heat editor Lucy Cave says that Richard is the ideal man, smart, clever and unique.
Those were this evening's headlines. More news in an hour or any time on the news pages of the Star website.